Okay, fun seekers, have we got an assignment for you? Oh yeah, you know, this is not going to be the easiest assignment, but it's not going to be that hard at the same time. It's going to be one of those assignments where you fumble about and maybe find some really good information and maybe find a place that you really are excited about. And then you're going to probably run into a few dead ends every once in a while. But that's okay. That's what we investors do. We get lost. I know it's not a good thing to say, but that's what I love to do. So we hope you enjoy. Again, we hope you enjoy this assignment. So the chapter 7 is called Stock Price Behavior and Market Efficiency. But I would call it, Can You Beat the Market? Or Who Has Beaten the Market? And that's what we're going to find out. Because even though there are people who say nobody can beat the market, the truth is there are people who have done it over decades. So let's read together. The 10-year annual average rate of return of the Standard & Poor's 500 composite was 13.5%, 13.51 to be precise, from January 1st, 2010 to December 31st, 2019. The 20-year average rate of return was only 6.03%. That includes two serious bear markets. From January 1st, 2000 to December 31st, 2019. So can you find at least 10 domestic stock mutual funds that have beaten the S&P 500 over 10 years? Now notice domestic stock mutual funds. Those are what would be normally compared against the S&P 500. Remembering that some are equity oriented, means they like dividends, and some are growth oriented, they like capital gains. So the Standard & Poor's 500 doesn't differentiate between those three. It's just between those two, it's just a list of 500 stocks. Can you find at least five that have beaten the index over 20 years? And the index for 30 years is almost 10%, 9.944. From January 1st, 1990 to December 31st. I'm sorry. Yeah, January 1st, 1990 to December 31st, 2019. So again, can you find any domestic stock mutual funds that have been in existence for 30 years or more and that have beaten the Standard & Poor's 500 index over 30 years or more? Now, as you go about this, you're going to find that the 10-year returns are easy to find. The 20 and 30 year returns, well, you're going to have to go to the mutual fund company's own website to find their lifetime returns. What often happens is students give up. They just do the 10 and they say, okay, that's it. I'll take the D or whatever you're going to give me, Piano. Don't give up. Continue. Go to the six companies that we have on in our chapter 4 section, or find a few others of your own. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of companies and thousands of mutual funds. So just have fun with it. Now, you're looking for lifetime performance or lifetime results or results since inception. Or sometimes it'll just say since inception or inception. It won't say results or performance since inception. But that's what you're looking for. And then you'll see mutual funds that have been around since the 1950s or 60s or 1930s or 40s. You might even have to call them because some mutual fund companies don't really want you to know their long-term results. But again, we hope you have fun with this. Don't let it get you down that you run into a dead end. Just back up and try another company or give them a call. Now, on your own, optionally, check out the World Index because that's been around more than 50 years. I'm sorry, 30 years. Check out and some mutual funds that are globally based. Global stock mutual funds have been around since the 1960s and 70s. And you'll see that the results from the World Index are much less than the United States Index, especially the last 10 years. And you say, well, why is that? Well, let's read together. Yes, the United States recovered far faster from the Great Recession than the rest of the world. Yet another example of the resilience and strength of our economy. Also, the 10-year return of the Standard & Poor's index, 500 index, is so much higher than the 20 and 30-year returns. Why? Because the Great Recession is now over 10 years old, and the effects of the 2000 to 2002 and the 2008-2009 bear markets are no longer included in the 10-year average, right? So companies are jumping up and down saying, how wonderful are 10-year averages? Until the first quarter ends on March 31st, which you might even be reading this after the first quarter ended, because the results won't look so rosy anymore. Why? Because they're going to take into account the last few weeks. And oh my goodness, for some people, it's going to be ugly. Yeah. And others you're going to find have held up much better. So I'm a big fan of that downside protection, that downside capture ratio we discussed in Chapter 4, and we'll come back to again in Chapter 11. How did they do when the results were not so good? How did they do when the organic matter hit the ventilating device? So do enjoy, dear students. We are so proud of you. Don't give up. Never give up. Bring honor and glory to Southwestern Community College. And you know who to contact if you have any questions.